back to the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. So many things changed in 2020 because of the pandemic. Many of those things lingering now. We're trying to come out of it. Not quite there yet. Got some work to do yet. And it's changed the way a lot of things are done and what people are thinking. And it's gotten people thinking about their future, that's for sure. And our next guest is here because there is a first-of-its-kind development for seniors in the greater Lansing area. Kira Carter-Robertson here is the Senior Vice President of Affiliate Operations for the Sparrow Health Systems. Kira, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
Obviously, seniors, the way they get medical treatment now has changed, and for a lot of us as well. We do Zoom calls. We see doctors easier maybe than we did before. But they're also thinking more about their future because the pandemic has made us all maybe take a step back and reassess where we're going from here. And that brought to mind the Woodlands of DeWitt for me. Tell the listeners, what is the Woodlands? Why is it different?
The Woodlands of DeWitt is a senior living community. We offer independent living, assisted living, as well as memory care. The reason it is a little different is we did typically assisted livings are run and operated independent of healthcare systems, and this was actually done in conjunction with the support of Sparrow to really move outside of the hospital walls and bring healthcare to the residents at the Woodlands.
You know, and that's a unique experience because one of the things in dealing with older folks, including my wife's grandparents, when they consider moving, they say, okay, where's the grocery store? Where's the pharmacy? Where's the nearest medical facility? It's something that is of great concern the older you get to know that you can be close to good medical care. And in this case, if the care comes to you, even better, right?
Absolutely. It allows for us to provide primary care right on site. We're also able to do lab services right on site for the residents, coupled with all the wellness activities that the Woodlands staff offer to residents.
I want to ask you about something here, Kira, because I hear this discussed a fair amount, but I don't know what it entails. And sometimes I wonder if I'm in need of memory care. But what is memory care? How does it work? And how important is it to people that are in a place like the Woodlands?
Our memory care offering addresses the growing needs and concerns with those facing dementia, Alzheimer's. We're having a safe environment, a locked environment where we can keep residents and loved ones safe to allow for them to remain as independent as they're able to, but also to put those wraparound services so that we can keep them safe and ensure that they have the appropriate medical care available to them.
And how important is that? We're talking to Kira Carter-Robertson, Senior Vice President, Affiliate Operations for the Sparrow Health Systems. All right, so tell me more about the Woodlands, because I want to dig a little bit deeper here for anybody that's listening. Is it open to singles? Is it open to couples? Are there different options? Because basically what we're talking about here is a complete community, right? We're talking about a place where somebody moves, they live, they interact with folks there, a whole environment. And that's why we say it's a first-of-its-kind development for Sparrow, addressing the needs of the growing senior populations that we have everywhere around us. But who is it open to? What are the options? How simple or how extravagant can somebody be?
Great question, Steve. So our base-level offering are independent living. We call them villas, but they are apartment. We have both one and two bedrooms. And so they are available for singles or couples. The unique offering that we have with these apartments is they have attached garages. That is not a luxury that you will find in many senior living communities. Residents can really operate completely independent, or they also have the option to utilize the fitness facilities, participate in some of the wellness activities and the other social activities that go on the Woodlands. They can also buy into and participate in meal plans if they choose to. And so in our independent living, they really have the option of being, completely independent or being more embedded in the community as the residents choose. For those that still have some sense of independence but may be helpful to be in more of a care setting with nursing staff, patient care techs to provide and help assist some activities of daily living, that would be more slated for our assisted living facility.
Yep.
And then those needing memory care, so that safety and wraparound services, as we talked about, we would move those residents into the memory care side to make sure that we have the locked units and some of the additional supports in place to keep residents safe. And so we are really slated for someone who's single. We're also slated for a couple who really just wants that security and that ability to really age in place.
And it seems to me, if I'm reading between the lines a little bit here, Kira, you're able to adjust because the couple could certainly become a single, right? That could happen along the way. The person that doesn't need a lot of care at this point might need more a year or 2 years down the road. So you can make adjustments along the way and they can still remain in the community.
Absolutely. And that's big for our couples. You know, oftentimes we would love to say we all age the same, but we typically age differently. And so this allows a couple to still be in the same community close to each other, even though one of the loved ones may have a different level of care need or a different level of safety or security that they need.
Exactly right. And unfortunately, people pass away. And so you can make adjustments as that happens as well. It's a fascinating approach you've taken. Woodlands of DeWitt is the name of the development. Again, a first-of-its-kind development for Sparrow, addressing the needs of the growing senior population. Kira, for people who want to find out more and learn more and maybe look for themselves, what would they do?
You can contact the Woodlands at 517-624-2831, or you can go right to our website at woodlandsofdewitt.com.
That's woodlandsofdewitt.com. And again, looking at the future, things have changed. People are being more proactive in how they make a path toward the future, and it's an important thing to do. Kira Carter-Robertson, Senior Vice President, Affiliate Operations at the Sparrow Health Systems. I wish you continuing success with the Woodlands. Sounds like it's going well, and thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Steve, for having me on again.
Yeah, of course. A quick break. Now, remember, you know, you've got to make these plans, and so you have a plan at hand when the unexpected happens. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.